This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So I just saw your name in the paper, Matt.
Oh, really?
Once again, that's not very shocking. But did you ask Coach O about neck today?
No, not me. Some idiot would actually go to the coach's press, the head football coach at LSU, his weekly press luncheon, and ask him about if the band should play neck. I mean, what kind of revoke that guy's credential?
Absolutely.
Sometimes just you're trying to bring a little levity to the situation. But here's what Ed said.
Do you think the band should play neck?
Well, that?
Do you think the band should play neck?
You know, that's not my business. You know, I kind of like the song. I don't like some of the words of it. I got to say that. I don't like some of the words. I like the tune. I think it gets everybody fired up, but that's not my business.
So, like, I know fans want that students want it, of course, and students ruin everything with their vulgarity.
Yes, they do.
Every generation has done it. We did it as well with the Tiger Rat because we said the ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Right.
A-holes, a-holes. That's just the nature of it. Either way, the great news is that it's a Monday. LSU's 5-0. They're undefeated.
Yay.
They're heading to Florida as a three-point favorite with a chance to move to 6-0, which would set up the biggest game in forever with Georgia coming in a couple of weeks, like a 2-versus-5 matchup. It's good to be LSU right now. One newsy item, Ed Orgeron did mention today that center Lloyd Cushenberry is very questionable for the game in Gainesville. He didn't specify what the leg injury was, but Lloyd left the game on Saturday with an obvious leg injury. Michelle, that means if he doesn't play, they will start six different offensive line combinations in six games. The instability there has been astonishing, and especially the fact that they've maintained some consistency of play despite the musical chairs on the offensive line. So we'll keep an eye on Lloyd Cushenberry this week. Also, Saints win, so your boy hits the trifecta.
Who that?
Alec, hi! LSU, and then the Who Dats yesterday doing work up there in New York. 3-1, Drew Brees is going to break Peyton Manning's career NFL passing yardage mark on Monday Night Football in the Dome 1 week from today. I am so jacked up about that. We get to celebrate history with Drew Brees. It is good to be a football fan in Louisiana so far this year.
Yes, it is indeed. And the flagship for LSU sports and home for New Orleans Saints football here, Eagle 98.1. We very much appreciate one of, in my opinion, the best journalists in the Coach O press conference, Matt Moscona, for joining us and giving us a moment of his time every day around 4:20 during Southern Rock. And if you missed it, catch up on my blog at eagle981.com and under lineup, click on Michelle Southern.